5. The Dow is up 4. The S&P 500 up 4. And the NASDAQ Composite up 19. Going to the phone now to say good morning to Harold Presser, who is the author of a book we're going to talk about. Good morning to you, Mr. Presser.
Thanks for having me today.
Thank you so much for being here. Your book is about protecting your assets, and a lot of things to think about as we get into the new year, and this is certainly one of them you should be thinking about. Are we talking about physical assets, financial assets, or all of them?
Anything of any value, all assets. You know, in today's bad economy, so many people are losing their jobs. The people who are lucky enough to keep them are making less and less, and it seems like lawsuits are just becoming the next biggest business.
And a lot of people would say that their own personal property is pretty safe from lawsuits, but that cannot be the case sometimes, right?
Correct. You know, your house is more than likely exposed. If you have a checking account, you know, savings, stocks, bonds, brokerage accounts, they're all exposed. Cars, properties, things of that nature. You know, one car accident, one divorce, you know, one slip and fall on your property can take away what you've worked your whole life to obtain.
So, as we get into the new year and you start thinking about this kind of thing, what is the first thing somebody should do?
I mean, the first thing they should do is educate themselves. And if any of your listeners go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. If they fill out the Contact Us form, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a free copy of our latest best-selling book, Financial Self-Defense. You know, after they've educated themselves, the first thing they need to do is inventory their wealth. So many people have so much more than what they originally think, that before you can think about protecting it, you need to find out exactly what you have. You know, you might have an email or a domain or a phone number that's worth a lot of money. You know, assets aren't just cash and properties. It can also be intellectual property as well.
And you were talking about the lawsuit. If a lawsuit is filed against you, and obviously the more you have, the more they will try to get from you, right?
Yeah, the more you have, the better candidate for a lawsuit you are. What we do is we help our clients protect any asset they own from any financial threat. But we also tell our clients to quote-unquote sell their plan. You want to make yourself as unattractive a candidate for lawsuit as possible. And that's because there's two parts to a lawsuit. The first part is, can they win against you? You know, there I can't help you. The second part is, can they collect against you? If you can convince a potential plaintiff that even if they beat you, there's nothing to collect, then they're not going to want to even sue you in the first place.
That's a tricky proposition. I'm sure there's a long answer to this on how you would do that. And that's what you can get from your book, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, definitely read the book, Financial Self-Defense. And like I said, you know, for any of your listeners, if they go to our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, you know, because it's New Year's, as long as they mention your show, we'll send them a complimentary copy.
Is there anything in your insurance policies that might help you protect your assets?
You know, we don't sell insurance, but we tell our clients buy as much insurance as you can because it's cheap and it helps you sleep at night. But don't solely rely on insurance. You know, don't forget that an insurance company is there to make money. And when you're driving on the highway, they're probably the only companies left with their names on the big building. So I call it the belt and suspenders approach. Buy insurance, but you definitely need an asset protection plan to supplement it as well.
Is there one big mistake or one, two or three big mistakes you see a lot of people making in this regard?
Probably the biggest mistakes we see on a constant basis are people have, you know, what are called revocable trusts. Some refer them to them as domestic revocable living trusts, and they think their assets are protected. Those trusts are great for estate planning, but do absolutely nothing for asset protection. Also, a lot of people own their businesses in either S-corps or C-corps, and those businesses are totally unprotected, because if that person is ever sued, well, the person who is suing them can actually take the shares in their corporation, because just like money is an asset, a share of stock is an asset, and they can actually take over your business. So if you have a revocable trust, it's great for estate planning, but does nothing for asset protection. If you have an S-corp or a C-corp and you own the shares, you might want to readdress it.
Well, I think what you said already should prompt a lot of people to read this book and get the information. Tell us again about the special offer for our listeners.
All they need to do is go to our website, www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's assetprotectionattorneys.com. Fill out the Contact Us form. Mention they heard about us on your show. We'll send them a free book.
Very good. Hello, Presser. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, and Happy New Year's.